This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 78 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're going to be reviewing the last of our Patreon-voted picks. So in the last few weeks, we've been going through all our patrons, and shout out to all of them, Jay, Robert, Beckish, Stephanie. We reviewed all their movies, Cradle to the Grave, Blue Thunder, The Raid Redemption, and The Long Kiss Goodnight. And honestly, looking back, we all like pretty much all the movies that they've picked. We didn't give, Blue Thunder was, but that was also Robert's second pick. So we don't hold it against him. And this week we have our final pick, Jonathan, one of our patrons, Jonathan. He went ahead and selected Kick-Ass as his movie. Now, Alex, how long has it been since you've seen Kick-Ass?
Bro, I watched it once when I purchased it on Blu-ray. So, I mean, it was once.
Years.
So, yeah, it was, well, this movie came out, I have it right here, 2010. So the Blu-ray must have came out in 11, right? 2011-ish.
Yeah, or later there, in 10.
Or later. Yeah. That's the last time I seen it.
It's been 10 years. Okay, very good. Well, I haven't watched it in, it's been a little while. Maybe not 10 years, but I saw this at the theater. Loved it, but went with some very, quick story, went with some very annoying people. And they're not watching or listening to this, so I could say it. Went with some very annoying people. They went into this movie. It was rated R. Now, you got to remember, this is like just after like the MCU kicked off. So like, you know, all the comic book movies are PG-13. So we're like, oh, let's go see this comic book movie. And I know it was rated R because I'm an adult and I read the rating. You know what I mean? And the whole time, two of these people were just like, this movie is so raunchy and it's so bloody. And it's so, and I was like, oh my God, if y'all don't shut up, just leave. I don't care. Just leave. We'll be friends after it's over. So not a great theater experience, but I had a blast. But I haven't watched it in maybe 5 or 6 years. It's been a while. Mm. So anyway, all that to say, if you're watching on YouTube, please go ahead, click that like button down below, subscribe to the channel here, back on Levels of Geeks. So if you're not already a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe and leave a comment. Do you like Kick-Ass? What do you rate it? When we give our ratings, let us know what yours are. If you're listening on the go, of course, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of them. We're on every single platform you can imagine. Go ahead, make sure you have the auto downloads turned on. That way, when we drop new episodes Thursdays and Saturdays, you get them right to your phone and you don't even got to worry about it. You can listen to us on the go. All right. Now, Alex, box office. I'm interested to hear this one because, I look up the Rotten Tomatoes. You look up the box office. I have no idea how much these movies made until you say it. I wonder how well this one did and how what the budget is. That's kind of what I want to see. So take it away.
Yeah. So, all right, here we go. The box office numbers for Kick-Ass from 2010 are domestic $48 million. International $48 million on a worldwide total of $96 million on a budget of $30 million.
Ah, okay. So that's the key. I mean, it made three times its budget, which is pretty good. That's why we got a sequel. I always wondered, and we're not going to be reviewing the sequel, and I didn't really love it, but
I never seen it.
It's not as good.
I'm going to watch it. But
yeah, it's worth it if you've never seen it. But this is why it came and probably did well on video. I think this was I'm not surprised you said in the 40s because Scott Pilgrim came out around the same time and also didn't make a ton of money at the theater, but did really well on DVD and Blu-ray. And I bet this is the same thing. I bet Kick-Ass did well on video. All right. As far as Rotten Tomatoes scores, this is a very well-reviewed comic book film from 2010. It has a 76% critics rating. So critics enjoyed it. And it has an 81% from audience. So the reviews are good. Most people like it. This is, of course, based on a comic from Mark Miller and John Romita. So this is not Marvel. This is not DC. This is from the guys who Mark Miller. He did, of course, Wanted, another one of his comic books that got turned into a movie, Kingsman, more recently. And directed by Matthew Vaughn. So there's a little backstory. Who cares about those critic scores? Because we're going to give you our scores. And Alex, when I host, you go first. Mm-hmm. Lead character, Dave Lazowski, a.k.a. Kick-Ass. What did you think?
I liked him. I thought he was... So, you know, it's funny. He reminded me of Peter Parker, right?
Yep.
He was a Peter Parker. I mean, this story was just like Spider-Man. Weird, like, right? He narrates the story, and then he's like the main lead. Hey, I liked him. I thought it was pretty cool. He was funny. He got his ass whooped. It was funny because he's like every geek Not in a bad way, but he's like every geek out there. He reads comics, and it's kind of true. Why is there no superheroes amongst anybody? Like, it just actually makes sense. And I liked it. But I think what made Kick-Ass Kick-Ass, and I don't think it's much him. To me, I felt like it was the cast around him. From Baby Girl, or I hope I said her name.
Hit Girl.
Mindy. Yeah, her.
Hit Girl, yeah.
Yeah, and then Big Daddy, which was played by Nicolas Cage. Let me just tell you, man. No, this is going to sound crazy. I could have saw me a Big Daddy movie with just Nicolas Cage. I'm not lying, because I was watching this movie, and I'm like, first of all, he's acting like Adam West in as Batman, right? Yeah. When he's talking, I was laughing, and I was like, I want more Big Daddy and his daughter. I liked those two characters a lot. I thought the friends was cool also. And then, and when it came to Kick-Ass, and then his love interest, I think she's another beautiful girl, because she was in other TV shows like Nikita on CW. She was in that show, I believe.
Yeah.
And then she was
in Hot Tub Time Machine. Lindsay Fonseca, when we reviewed Hot Tub Time Machine way back when on the live show. Yeah, she was in that too.
Yeah, her and the guy with the glasses, right? With the long
Clark
hair.
Duke.
Yeah, yeah, that dude was there too. So yeah, I enjoyed him. I gave him a 4 out of 5.
Very good. Yeah, and quick note, this is a great cast. Like, for a lower budget, and it's full of people that I feel like later went on to become more famous. Not Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage was already a big... He's probably the biggest name in the cast, to be honest with you. Because Mark Strong was still relatively newish, right?
Oh, he's good,
He's great. And you have Christopher Mintz-Plasse, who is in like Superbad and some comedies. But not a huge name, right? Aaron Taylor Johnson, who plays the main character, he was really like a nobody at this time. Chloe Grace Moretz was a little kid. So she was just kind of, you know, still getting started, only had kid roles before this. And then you got Amari Hardwick, who's a good, he plays the friend, the black cop who ends up adopting her. He's a great actor. It's just a really, really good, strong cast throughout the whole thing. Evan Peters, Clark Duke. I don't really like Clark Duke. I hate him, kind of. The friend with the glasses.
Yeah.
He's the kind of actor who thinks everything he says is funny. It's like, it's not that funny, bro. Relax. But he's fine. Whatever. But yeah, I agree with you. Anyway, I gave him a 4 as well. I love the character. I think, you know, his thought process. I'm right there with you. Like, the thought process is there. Like, hey, what the heck? We read all these comic books. Why hasn't anyone just tried to, like, fight crime in a suit? You know what I mean? So it's logical. It makes sense as far as why he would try. And then he's like a terrible superhero, which leads to a lot of comedy. You know what I mean? Like, he can't win a fight. He gets stabbed. Then he gets hit by a car. And the only thing he gets, like, his powers is that he can take a beating really good because his nerve endings are messed up.
Yeah.
So, like, he can take a lot of punches, but he's not a good fighter. He doesn't know, like, he doesn't have any training. All he has is 2 little sticks and a terrible costume. So, I love it. And you're right. Even though they're not the main characters, Hit Girl and Big Daddy end up kind of stealing the movie. So, but I gave him a 4. I did like him. I liked his arc with the girl, you know, where she thought he was gay and then he actually like really likes her. And it was fun. I liked him. And I think he did a good performance. So, 4.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Main villain. This is Mark Strong plays the main villain.
All right, look, we did so many movies with, like, villains, and some of them are just really bad at the role. Mark Strong, I always said he is one of the best actors out there to date.
Great.
Even in superhero movies, right? Because he was in DC Shazam, amazing. He was good in that.
It was Sinestro in Green Lantern.
He was amazing in that, too.
I mean, the best part of that crap movie.
Yeah. The movie stunk, but he was also great. And then he was in The Kingsman, which I love him in as the butler, right? He was, like, the butler. For the King.
Yeah. But then in the second movie, he has that, like, awesome scene.
Yeah, he has more roles.
Yeah.
I think Mark Strong is a very, very talented actor. Personally, if it was up to me, I would make him Professor X in the new X-Men movies because he's bald and he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
That's inspired. I like that.
Yeah. But again, I think I'm just going to say here straight off the bat, I'm going to give him a 5. He could fight. He beat the crap out of him. He killed the wrong kick-ass one.
That was great. He kicked him right in the head.
He kicked him in the head, and then he shot him. He had a goal to get rid of all the superheroes and tell people that you got to fear the bad guy. Dude, I really like Mark Strong as a villain in this movie, so I gave him a 5.
You know what's funny about Mark Strong? I love that you said Professor X. I never even thought about that, and I think that would be cool because he's always a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's a great bad guy. Don't get me wrong. He was a bad guy in Sherlock Holmes, in the first Sherlock Holmes movie.
Oh, that's right.
In this. Not in Kingsman. Kingsman, he got to be a good guy, and it was like, yes, finally, I can root for you because he's always bad, but he's always so good. He's just he is a great actor. Underrated. I will go out and say underrated because his name doesn't get talked about with like the top guys, but he's as good as any of them. I'm right there with you. I love him in this movie. I think he he's so funny too. Like the part where the guy calls him his like main guy, he's like, "Yeah, we got the new microwave for the lumber." And he's like, "Why don't you tell someone who cares about the lumber?" Like he starts yelling about it. He's like, "I don't care about the lumber." You know what I mean? Like that part is so funny. When he kicks Hit Girl, he kicks her right in the face. Any villain who kicks a 12-year-old girl right in the face like that is a bad dude. Yeah. And is a great villain. Then he punches her. He kicks the crap out of her. I'm like, "Oh my God, she's a little girl." You can't go wrong. I gave him a 5 too. I love him.
Remember when he's in the car with his son and they're about to go to the theater and he goes,
"He's making his order?"
Yeah, he goes, "How about," he's like, "What do you want, popcorn?" And he goes, "Yeah, you know what? Give me an icy. Mix it, you know, cherry and blue.
Red and blue."
Red and blue. And some Skittles.
Right when you think it's done, he's like, "And a pack of Twizzlers."
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, he does a good balance of when he has to be like the dad or the husband or whatever, like, you know, normal. He's just normal. But then when he goes to do his business stuff. And I love too that scene where he's training. It just makes me laugh when the son walks in, he's just like punching that little doll, like very, very stiff with his orange gi. Oh, he's great. So I also give him a 5. I love him. All right, action scenes.
All right, action scenes. Well, this is where the movie goes a little here and there. It doesn't have much action. Like the last sequence is the bulk of the action when Hit Girl goes in a rampage. You do get more with Big Daddy when they show his flashback from the teddy bear's camera point of view. Yeah. That's a great scene. I mean, I was like, Nicolas Cage should have did it with just Hit Girl and Big Daddy. I'm telling you, it would have made millions with him corking this. I thought that was, he goes, "We'll have the chocolate when we come back, baby girl, baby doll." I thought that was hilarious. But there was not as much action. With that said, it's not a perfect action, which I would have scored it if it had a little bit more. But I gave it a 4.5. Everything was amazing from the shooting sequences with baby girl. I thought that was all awesome with Hit Girl. I mean, I thought that was really, really, really good. I thought she was really awesome in this movie. I would have loved to see Hit Girl in her own movie because I thought it was like really good. But again, the main character didn't do shit because he can't fight. So it's basically you're relying on the side characters to do more, right? So for me, I had to give it a hit on half a point, so I gave it a 4.5.
Well, that was still nice of you. I gave it a 4. I agree. There's not a lot of action. The movie's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And there's about 4 like legit action sequences. Yeah. And some of them are short. You know, like the Big Daddy scene's short, but it's what I like is Matthew Vaughn, the director of this. He knows how to always make the action scenes look cool. Like, it's just his thing. In X-Men First Class, there's some cool action scenes. Especially in Kingsman, he does some really cool stuff with the camera. I love the way he moves the camera. The Big Daddy scene and the scene where Hit Girl comes to the warehouse and has the night vision, those two are kind of the standout, like, as far as the way they're shot. You know, when it's in slow motion and it's just, like, the light blinking and she's running up behind the guy and she jumps and shoots him and, like, it just looks super cool. So I love that scene. The scene with the Joan Jett at the end when she's running down the little library hallway and just shoots like 50 guys. Incredible. Yeah, I agree. I think the action that's there is really well done and cool, but there's not a ton of it. It's fine. It doesn't hurt the movie in any way, but I did knock it off. If there was tons of action and it was all like this, it would have been a 5.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a 4. It's a 4 for me. Okay, storyline.
Storyline? I thought it was a good storyline, a comic book storyline. It's a fresh storyline comic book. Is it perfect? No, absolutely not. But I thought it was really good in terms of story. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I think the storyline is great. I don't think it's perfect. I don't know what part 2 is about. I've never seen part 2, so I can't do a deep pick on both. But in terms of the first one, I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I have the same score. Also a 4 out of 5. We're pretty much in sync here. So it's good. Like we mentioned before, makes sense. It's logical in the sense of you could believe someone nerdy or whatever might try to do something like this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then I love all the references to comic books. That's like, you know, like even like John Romita, who worked on the comic, like one of the guys in the news, his last name is Romita. Like they threw in all these little things and these little nods, the Spider-Man references, where he's like, you know, he always gets, Spider-Man gets the girl, but Peter Parker doesn't, you know, pretty much like all that kind of thing.
When he took a photo of the of his body and he was like, oh, adamantium.
I look like freaking Wolverine. Yeah, because he has all the metal in his x-rays. Yeah, like all that. Yeah. I love all those references. It's funny. You know, the movie's funny. It's well written. It's good. It's a really good movie. I also gave it a 4. All right. Overall,
I absolutely love this movie. I haven't seen this in ages. I think that's a good thing, right? When you go back, and now I find that this is a gem in my arsenal that I have it on Blu-ray with the slip and I'm like, yeah, this is cool. Now I want it more. I want a 4K version of Kick-Ass. I'm not going to lie, dude. I want to see Big Daddy in 4K. I think Nicolas Cage was awesome in this movie. I think Hit Girl was... I think she and her dad stole the show for me in this movie. The main dude, Kick-Ass, he was cool. I thought he was funny at times, but he was cool. He had that Peter Parker voice. So I was just a little, it is what it is. His friends were cool. His love interest was cute. I was like, all right, that's cool. But then the villain side, I thought it was hilarious. Mark Strong was like tough, but then he became comical. I thought that was really funny. I thought... his son, which was played by Superbad, the guy who McLovin.
McLovin.
I thought, McLovin. I thought
red
he
mist.
Was yes. He, I, yeah, the red mist. I thought he was really good, and it felt like a superhero. Right, he became friends with the hero, and he backstabbed him to get what he needed. And I thought that was cool. Again, this movie in a whole is really cool for anyone out there that never seen like a unique underrated comic book movie, right? Like it doesn't get as much hype as the Marvels and the DC because this is a one-off, I guess. I mean, well, it has another movie, but it's, you know what I mean? It's not like a franchise. Yeah, it's not like a big franchise. So with that said, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I think this is a great movie.
Yeah, listen, you're right. I agree with everything you said. There's so many funny scenes. Like, I haven't watched it in a while, but like when I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, I remember this part's coming up that I love. Like when Red Mist is standing on the dumpster and he jumps off. He's not even that high. And he like hurts his ankle or whatever. That part's hilarious. When they're trying to figure out like who to sacrifice. And he's like, Tony. He's like, yeah, I hate Tony. We hate Tony. And then they end up, you see on the news that Tony or whatever got busted for the thing. Like, oh there's so many good parts. When the black guy steals the bazooka, he goes to get the bazooka. That part's hilarious.
When the mom caught the aneurysm when he was telling the story and she died.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's kind of dark, but it's like pretty funny. Yeah. She just like falls on the floor, on the table.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it's got some dark moments, which is why I think it never had that huge appeal because it is R-rated. Some of the humor is a little bit, you know, dark, but it's okay. If you're cool with that, cool with a lot of murder and blood and violence and gangs. And you know what I love too? Like the villains are gangsters, not like super villains, not like, oh, you're a superhero, I'm a supervillain. They're just like mobsters. I always love when they mix that kind of thing. It's why I love like some of the Batman movies when they use like the mob as the villain, because that's real life pretty much. And it makes it more grounded. So even though this is not grounded, it's over the top, but it helps.
Remember when he goes, I know how to draw him out. And he goes, what? And he goes, I know how to draw him out. And then he gave him a whole list. He goes, are you freaking kidding me?
I need these things.
He goes, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
It's a list of like superhero stuff.
When he first
stuff.
Comes out with that horrible wig, I laugh every time. It's like, what is this man wearing? I don't know. And you know what else I love? Small detail. When they show Nicolas Cage putting on his black eye makeup, because the mask, right? Like it's like a Batman mask, right?
Yeah.
And Batman in the movies, you could see it's painted black, but when he takes off his mask, it's not. And in this movie, he literally paints, you know, they show him painting the eyes. And I think that was like a little jab at
and
like
then
Batman.
He puts the mustache to put the handlebars.
Yeah, it's so good. I love Nicolas Cage in this too. I love Chloe Grace Moretz in this. I gave it a 4. I don't think it's perfect. It's a little long. They could have cut some stuff out. The humor works though. The action scenes are fun. 4. So what is your total score?
My total score is 21.5 for this movie.
Yeah, mine's 21 even. So we're pretty much right on the same page. Yeah, this movie is great. And I did watch it in 4K. And it was great in 4K. I had a good time with it.
This movie is in 4K?
Yeah, there's a 4K of it and a steelbook, a 4K steelbook.
Oh, snap. So, you know where I'm going to be going after this? I'm picking it up.
Going online.
You're damn right. Picking it up.
Yeah, so you can get it on 4K. So anyway, that is the end of our Patreon voted movies. Next few episodes, here's what you're going to be getting next week. You're going to get Rush Hour 3, a.k.a. Rush Hour in Paris. And then we're starting Mel Gibson month with a movie I've never seen. I'm very excited. You know, I always love watching new movies I've never seen, but for some reason, I'm very excited for Mel Gibson month because we're starting off with Tequila Sunrise, which is Mel Gibson, Kurt Russell, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
I've never seen it, bro.
I've never seen it either, but just based off the cast, I'm super, super in. I can't wait to watch it. And then we have the, what's the rest of the, we got Braveheart got voted. These are all voted on by the fans. We Were Soldiers, and then the one I want you to watch so bad, Bloodfather. Oh. Can't wait for Bloodfather. You're going to love it, I think. I hope.
Well, I never seen Tequila Sunrise. I never seen We Are Soldiers. I never seen Bloodfather. And I own like every copy of like Braveheart because that's like my favorite movie.
Three of these four are going to be first time watches for you.
First time watches. Yeah.
Very excited. So Mel Gibson month starts next week. So be on the lookout for those episodes.
There you go. There you have it. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix More Reviews, Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast. Please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel. We're now back under the Levels of Geeks umbrella. You can check it out there. If you're new to the channel, subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, hit those notification bells so every time videos drop, you guys will be notified. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.